I'm glad you are all here today. I want to tell you about my last meal with Jesus. That's right, the Last Supper. Now, you've probably heard about it. You hear bits and pieces of the story whenever you celebrate communion. Well, I was there. 20 years have passed, but I was there. There we were, scattered around a big table, Jesus, Peter, James, John, myself, and all the others, all of the 12. It was Passover. And for us, Passover, well, it was a celebration. It was a holiday. It was a real big thing. I mean, Passover is the night where we remember how God rescued our people from slavery. The celebration would happen right at a meal. We would recline around a table, say prayers together, and then tell miraculous stories of plagues and sea crossings. Of course, there would always be special food, lots of good wine, and there would always be singing at the end. It was Passover. And we were all laughing together and joking around. Remember, we were just young men back then. But this meal, this Passover in particular, was special because Jesus himself was the host. He was narrating the stories and he was leading the prayers. The meal began exactly as we had expected, as we were accustomed to. I mean, we had experienced it our entire lives. It was a tradition we had grown up with. But during the meal, somewhere I think near the start, I think it was where at that point where we ate those bitter herbs to remember the suffering of our ancestors, it was at this point that Jesus broke from his script. He started talking about treason, about betrayal. He said that someone, one of us, wasn't loyal. His eyes were welling up with tears as he said this. Now, it was like someone had just hit the mute button. We looked at each other, shocked, dismayed. I mean, we had been together. We'd been living together for 3 years. We knew each other more than we had ever wanted to. But no one would have imagined that any of us would betray Jesus. Judas excused himself from the table at that point. I didn't understand what was going on at the moment. Of all the disciples, I would never have imagined that Judas would betray Jesus. I mean, he was just so careful. But Jesus knew his heart. As you can imagine, after this, the mood, well, it changed dramatically. It went from celebration to being somber, quiet. Jesus continued through the stories, but there wasn't any more joking or laughter. Even Peter was quiet. The meal continued. The narration went along as we expected until the blessing of the matzah, the bread without yeast. Jesus prayed and broke it and sent it around the table. And just as I was about to put it into my mouth, he said, "Take it. This is my body." This is my body? This is my body? What was Jesus saying? I remember looking across at Andrew, and he just sort of shrugged his shoulders. He didn't understand either. We ate the bread in silence. Then the roasts were brought in and set on the table. It was time for the meal, but By then, it wasn't very festive, and none of us ate much. All I could think of was, who had betrayed Jesus? And if Jesus knew who was betraying him, did Jesus also know what I thought? And what did he mean by saying, "This is my body"? When our plates had been cleared, the Passover ritual continued, and Jesus left the traditional script once again. I remember this one clearly. It was during the final cup of wine, that cup that symbolized our present exile and our longing for the Messiah. Jesus took that cup and gave thanks and shared it with us all. Nothing unusual there. But then to our amazement, he added, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." He had already told us that the matzah was his body. Now the wine was his blood, and we were to share it? Well, I tell you, it was the strangest Passover meal I had ever taken part in. And I've continued to ponder it ever since. Looking back, it still amazes me that Jesus knew Judas's heart. He knew that Judas would betray him. I mean, he also knew that Peter would abandon him. That was pretty amazing. But it was also incredibly scary. I mean, that meant that Jesus knew my heart, too. Simon the Zealot, zealous for the law, eager for Israel's independence, but maybe a little hungry for power, and all too ready to disown my Lord when the revolution started going sideways. Jesus knew Judas's heart. Jesus knew Peter's heart. Jesus knew my heart. And yet, and this is the most amazing thing, he didn't leave the table. He didn't walk out on us. Instead of rejecting me, he called me closer. Passing out the matzah, he said, "Take, this is my body." Sharing the wine with us, he said, "This is the blood of the covenant which is poured out for the many." Jesus knew my heart, and he offered me his. A new covenant that was promised long ago. Hear these words from the prophet Jeremiah. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." And then listen to the words of Ezekiel. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you a heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." A new covenant. A new heart. God's new exodus accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ. that Passover we had so long ago was a very somber meal. But for me, now it's a celebration. It's a way that I continue to meet my Lord. It's a way that I continue to receive the life, the new life that Jesus has for me. Amen.